Okay. How do you feel about how has living through this experience made you feel?
For the most part, confused, guess. Do I need to elaborate on that?
Sure.
I guess I don't really know what to believe. I don't believe mainstream media. Of course, I don't believe social media. And I don't even trust my government right now. So that's kind of where I stand. So I'm going to say confusion.
Are you afraid at all? And what frightens you?
I wouldn't say that I'm afraid right now. If I'm afraid of anything, I'm afraid of other people's actions. I mean, just what's happened so far, toilet paper hoarding, food hoarding, other people frighten me more than this virus does.
What has been the most challenging part of this whole experience?
Most challenging. Just being social with other people, that's been kind of tough. Working around people in their masks, working around the 6 feet, making sure we're apart by 6 feet. You can only go up and down certain ways in the grocery store. I mean, it's little piddly stuff, but it all adds up.
What's the biggest way your life has changed because of this pandemic?
The biggest way it's changed is things have really slowed down, which I'm kind of a fan of. Before this happened, our lives were extremely busy, as you're well aware of, between all those, sports and your sister's dance, work, and now everything's just calmed down to where we're spending more time together, playing games and outdoor stuff. As a family, so I changed for the better, but it's probably been the most drastic change.
How is this experience different from any other historical events you've lived through?
I guess the one that comes to mind would be 9/11, but that was, all that stuff happened in one day, and then we started the healing process from there, where this is different because this is ongoing. We don't know when it's going to end. If we go back to the way we were doing things, is it going to resurface and start all over again? We just don't know. There's a lot of uncertainty.
Is there someone you can't see right now that you really wish you could?
My mother.
Has this experience changed you? If so, how?
Well, I don't think it's changed who I am. I guess, people tend to react. Well, I guess I don't know how to answer that. I don't think it's changed who I am. It just changes how you live your life. People adapt, and so we're just adapting.
Do you have any personal thoughts about COVID-19?
I have mixed feelings about it. Part of me thinks that it's a bit overblown, pushed by the media. But part of me also thinks, well, we don't know. Nobody knows for certain. Every time you flip on the news, there's something new about it or something changes about it. So there's just a lot of uncertainty.
If the quarantine ended tomorrow, what is the first thing you would do?
Plan a vacation.
Thank you, Mr. Pickman. That is all for today.
You're welcome. Great job, buddy.